Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 0.75 cents at 6.90¾. December wheat down 2 cents at 8.80½. And January beans up 13¾ cents at 14.33¼. Did not see any new export sales here this morning. Crude oil is currently up $2.74 a barrel. That pushed the bean oil up overnight. It was up 116 ticks, 74.37, the highest level we've seen in a while on the bean oil, and that's what lifted the beans up overnight. We didn't see any export sales or any announcements out here, so I'm not sure exactly what's behind it, but with the crude oil up, the bean oil rallied with it, and I guess that was enough, along with the dollar being down 76 ticks, giving back yesterday's gains. And the Dow Jones looks to open up about 200 higher out here. Despite all the Russian warnings, yesterday Ukraine exported a record amount of wheat since the war started. 350,000 metric tons of grain were shipped out, which pushed the wheat prices down about better part of 10 to 15 cents overnight. And then we came back as the beans rallied. The crop ratings showing the condition of the winter wheat crop at a dismal 28% good to excellent versus 45% a year ago. So that would seemingly be pretty friendly, though it really didn't affect the wheat too much overnight. Corn planting is well ahead of schedule at 76% harvested. Beans 88% harvested versus 78%. Winter wheat planted 87% versus 85% on average. So we don't see any problems there. It looks like Australia is drying out. We've got, you know, good rains around a lot of the country yesterday. You know, it's light and scattered, but, you know, it'll certainly help out here. Today, with the crude up and the dollar down, you'd think we'd see some strength out here. But the fact that grain is still moving despite Putin's comments may be a little bit bearish out here. You know, I keep thinking that, you know, no matter what Putin does, he's likely as anything to be selling rallies and buying breaks and making a fortune for himself out here. There's been talk that maybe the Russians will come back and have some talks with Turkey and the United Nations. You know, it's one little rumor after another, but certainly nothing's been announced yet. And I don't anticipate it will be here for at least a couple of days anyway, if at all. But overall, we need better exports out here. We haven't seen that really. The crops are generally in pretty good shape. But, you know, some of these outside markets, silver is up 80 cents an ounce here right now. The crude's strong. The Dow's strong. So, you know, there may be just a little bit of a whiff of trying to get the grains to rally out here too. The corn's only 10 cents away from closing over $7. If we do that, it certainly opens the door to higher prices. If the beans, the high overnight was 14.38. If we could close over 14.42, that would be a pretty good sign for the beans as well. So we'll see where we go here today, but with the outside markets doing what they're doing, I think grains would be well supported on any breaks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.